picking a contractor online.
It can feel like you're drowning in information overload, you know. And today we're diving deep, deep, deep into the world of foundation repair with Groundworks.
Definitely not the most glamorous topic.
Right.
But trust me, there's a fascinating story buried under all that concrete. We're going full detective mode here.
Yeah. Website, customer reviews, we're leaving no crack unexamined. Think of us as your, your trusty sidekicks, helping you separate the marketing magic.
Oh, there's a lot of that.
From the concrete reality of what makes Groundworks tick. Speaking of first impressions, their website, woof.
It's a lot, isn't it? It's like they took every single possible foundation problem.
Oh, yeah.
Every solution. Every location, just blasted it all onto one page.
Yeah, you know.
Organized chaos is still organized.
Nah.
I guess. So that's our first clue.
It could be.
Okay, I see where you're going with this. So they've got solutions, problem signs, our companies. It's all very prominent.
Right. It's like they're saying, we've got this. We've got it all figured out.
Yeah, we've got the experience.
Exactly. And that's, you know, that's huge in this industry. Think about it. Imagine you need brain surgery. You're not going to go with the doctor who's like, yeah, I'm pretty good.
No way.
Right. You want the best, most qualified surgeon out there. Well, foundations are kind of like your home's brain.
Okay, that's a good way to put it, yeah.
So it makes sense they'd want to project that same level of expertise and reassurance.
Yeah, absolutely. And they really push that we're all in this together feeling.
Yeah.
You know, with that constant are this and are that.
You notice that too, huh?
Our solutions. Our company, it's like they're building this big, like, extended family around foundation repair.
Yeah, and that's smart. Think about it. Foundation work, super stressful. It's disruptive. Having that feeling of trust, like you're part of a team that's got your back, it can be really reassuring for a homeowner.
Totally. It's like they're saying, hey, we get it. We're in this together.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got this expert vibe, right? But what else stood out? What else caught your eye in their message?
Okay, well, they use these little phrases throughout, sprinkled in. Things like patented solutions and trained and certified technicians.
Yeah, yeah.
It's subtle, but they want you to know this isn't some, you know, fly-by-night operation.
It's like their way of speaking directly to that homeowner anxiety. Like, let's be real.
Yeah.
Nobody's DIYing their foundation repair, right?
Yeah. Exactly. You want to know you're getting the best of the best. The most experienced hands.
Yeah.
And that's where those patented solutions come in. It's all about showcasing innovation. They want you to know they're at the cutting edge.
Okay, so like what kind of innovation are we talking here? Give me an example.
So for example, they have this system. It uses these interlocking piers, right? To stabilize sinking foundations.
Okay.
Like adjustable stilts for your house.
Okay. See, now that's cool. That's what I'm talking about. I told you there was fascinating stuff under the surface.
Right.
But they're not just appealing to, like, logic and stuff.
Right.
They're those lines. Protect your home's safety, appearance, and value.
Mm.
That's hitting on something else.
For sure. They're smart. See, they're addressing both the emotional side and the financial side of a homeowner's investment. Because they know a house is more than just bricks and mortar. It's your sanctuary, right? Uh-huh. It's your biggest asset. Probably your biggest asset. So when they frame foundation repair as this investment, you know, in all of those things that resonates, they're speaking directly to what homeowners really, really care about.
And speaking of things homeowners care about, those before and after pictures on their website.
Yeah.
Man, you got to hand it to them. Those are some impressive transformations.
Oh, for sure. Visuals, powerful stuff. You know, it's all about tapping into that desire, that almost primal urge for a quick fix. You see crumbling concrete transformed into like pristine perfection. It's like magic.
It really is. But like any good magic trick, I'm guessing there's more to it than meets the eye, right?
You got it. Not every foundation issue is created equal, right?
Right.
So I always say, that's where those customer reviews come in, those 5-star ratings. They're great, sure, but it's 3- and 4-star reviews. Even the occasional negative one, those can be super insightful.
You're talking about the reviews that go a little deeper then, not just the my house is saved 5 stars.
Exactly. They might mention things like, I don't know, communication issues, unexpected delays, maybe even just a mismatch in expectations. Because let's face it, no company is perfect rating. And sometimes understanding those potential pain points, it can help you avoid headaches down the road.
It's all about like reading between the lines, getting the full story, not just the highlight reel. So you mentioned local expertise, right? But then I noticed something interesting on our company's page.
Uh-oh. What'd you find, detective?
Turns out Groundworks isn't just one company. It's a whole network of smaller brands.
Yeah.
They've got AFS Alpha Foundations, Foundation Systems of Michigan. Like, the list goes on and on.
Classic national reach, local touch, right? Yeah. It lets them, you know, tap into the resources, the marketing muscle of a huge corporation. But they still get to present that image of personalized service.
It's clever. But it also makes you wonder about consistency. Can they really keep up the same level of, like, quality and customer service across so many brands and locations?
$1 million question. See, acquiring a company, that's the easy part. Integrating it into your existing culture, your operations, that's a whole other ballgame.
So what's the takeaway here for our listener? What should they be doing if they're considering a company with this kind of, like, multi-brand structure?
Do your homework. Don't just assume a big name and a fancy website equals a good experience. Look for reviews specific to your area. Don't be afraid to pick up the phone and be like, hey, what's your experience in my neck of the woods?
And speaking of going the extra mile, I did like that Groundworks had that community impact section on their website.
Yeah.
In an industry that can sometimes feel a little, I don't know, concrete focused.
Yeah.
It was nice to see them acknowledge the human side of things.
Absolutely. These days, companies, they need to show their values, you know, show they care about more than just profits. They care about giving back, but actions speak louder than words. Am I right?
Big time. So how can they tell if Groundworks is actually walking the walk on this community impact thing?
Look for specifics. Do they mention local charities they support? Do they have employee volunteer programs? What about environmental stuff? You know, are they doing anything about responsible construction? Those details, that's the stuff that tells you if it's really part of their culture or just, you know, a shiny badge on their website.
Don't tell me. Show me. Right. Well, we've covered a lot of ground here. Marketing, customer reviews, community impact. Groundworks is clearly put a lot of thought into their image. But is there more to the story? There's always more to uncover, though, right? It's like we've been piecing together this puzzle all episode, trying to see, like, the whole picture of Groundworks.
Exactly. We've seen what they want us to see, the message. But sometimes the real story, it's in, like, the gaps, the stuff they don't say.
Ooh, okay. I like where you're going with this.
Think of it this way. You walk into a house, right? Everything seems perfect, pristine. But then you notice it. A tiny little crack in the wall.
Uh-oh. That's never good.
Right. Could be nothing. Or it could be a sign of something bigger, something hidden.
So, like, those cracks are what we should be looking for with any company, really.
Exactly. And those little clues, those inconsistencies, those can tell you a lot more than, you know, the shiny facade.
Okay. So we've given our listener the tools to, like, be their own home inspector when it comes to this stuff.
Right. Don't just take our word for it.
We looked at marketing, customer reviews, even how they're involved in their community. But it all comes down to, does Groundworks actually live up to the hype?
That, my friend, is up to you to decide. Listener name, you've got the tools. But hey, remember what we always say, knowledge is power, especially with something as important as your home.
You got that right. So next time you're facing, you know, a home repair situation or even just curious about a company, remember what you learned here on this deep dive. Ask the questions. Look beyond the surface.
You might be surprised what you dig up.
Until next time, May your foundations be strong and your curiosity even stronger.